Well, good morning. It is April 13th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through Leviticus chapter 17, Psalms. We're going to read Psalm 20 and 21. We're going to finish the book of Proverbs today, Proverbs 31 this morning, and then continue through the epistle to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2. So let's get into the word today. Leviticus chapter 17 this morning. Make sure my setting is on here correctly. Leviticus chapter 17. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons and unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, saying, What man soever there be of the house of Israel that killeth an ox or a lamb or goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, and bringeth it not into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, to offer an offering unto the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, blood shall be imputed unto that man. He hath shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among the people. And to the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices which they offer in the open field, even that they may bring them unto the Lord, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, unto the priests, and offer them for peace offerings unto the Lord. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for a sweet savour unto the Lord. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a-whoring. And this shall be a statute for ever unto them throughout their generations. And thou shalt say unto them, Whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers which sojourn among you, that offereth a burnt offering or sacrifice, and bringeth it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer it unto the Lord, even that man shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your souls. And therefore I said unto the children of Israel, No soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust. For it is the flesh, the life of all flesh, the blood of it is for the life thereof. And therefore I said unto the children of Israel, You shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. And whoso eateth it shall be cut off. And every soul that eateth that which died of itself, or that which was torn with beasts, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. Then shall he be clean. But if he wash them not, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity. That was Leviticus chapter 17. Let's move on over to Psalms, Psalm 20 and Psalm 21. Psalm 20 and 21 today. Psalm 20, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt offerings. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. And we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed, and he will hear him from the holy heaven with saving strength of his right hand. And some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And they are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call. Psalm 21. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall joy in the strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him a heart's desire, thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withheld the request of his lips. For thou preventest him with the blessing of goodness, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head, and he asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days, forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation, honor and majesty hast thou laid up upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with the countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hands shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as fiery oven in the time of thine anger, and the Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee, and they imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform, and therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon the string against the face of them. Be exalted thou, O Lord, in thine own strength. So we will sing and praise thy power. That was Psalm 21, Psalm 20 and 21 this morning. Let's move on over and finish up the book of Proverbs today. Proverbs 31 today. Proverbs 31. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, and so that he shall have no need of spoil. And so she will do him good, and not evil, all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth in her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and burieth it. With the fruit of the hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hand to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sitteth among the elders of the land. And she maketh fine linen, and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the way of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. That was the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 31, and we are done with another book of Scripture. We're going to start Ecclesiastes tomorrow morning, Ecclesiastes chapter 1 tomorrow. We'll look forward to that. Let's finish up our reading today with 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 Timothy chapter 2 today. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained as a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and in verity. I will therefore that man pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, in shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Amen. That was our reading today for April 13th, 2022. Thank you all for joining me today. Make sure to leave your comments so that I can mark that down and or a reaction, and I can do that. I'm going to be getting your prizes this week, and we'll continue on. But pray it's a blessing to you each and every day. But let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer as we start our day today. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you have given us. Lord, I pray, God, that we would use it for your glory's sake. Lord, I pray that that, again, as your word talks about today, God, that we would walk in wisdom, that we would walk in a way that is befitting to our Savior. God, that people would know that we are Christians. And God, that we would take advantage of any opportunity that you give us today to share your gospel. I pray, God, that you'd lay someone on our heart today to invite to church this Sunday. This Sunday is Easter, and God, it's one of those times wherein people are a little bit more sensitive to coming to church and maybe more open to it. So, Lord, I pray, God, that we would just lay that on our heart today, Lord, to do that and invite them to come on out and hear the gospel preached. And, Lord, may this Sunday be the day of salvation for some. But, Lord, give us a good day in you. Help us to honor you in our thoughts and actions and attitudes, and help us to just give you all the glory in your name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.